Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're continuing here our Valley Falls locker room chat provided by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. We're now here with the Valley Falls Dragons boys head coach, Caleb Gatzmeier, and winner here of the Northeast Kansas League. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your last two games, coach. A big one over Oskaloosa, 54-51, and then a loss to Prairie Compton. Coach, showing up these last two games for your team.
You know, dating back to last Tuesday, coming off that one-point loss to Riverside at Riverside, I was extremely proud of how we responded late in the game last Friday against Oskaloosa. Oski came in and I talked about it before that they'd lost a few games in a row, and I think they were pretty hungry to try to get a W, and they came out and kind of hit us in the mouth and got up early on us and kind of controlled the whole first half, got up. They were down 10 at halftime, just weren't playing very well and weren't really doing the things we needed to do. Came out, started second half, they hit a three and we're down 13 and kind of scratching our heads and stuff like that. You know, they kind of muddied up the game on the defensive end and we made some adjustments and battled back, and it was kind of crazy. We were down 43-34 at one point, and the next thing I know, I look up and we're up 48-43, so that was a huge stretch for us to kind of take control of the game. And Colin led the way with 21 points. Brayson Miller hitting shots from the outside into the game with 14 points. And then I got to give a shout out to Damian because he played tremendous down the stretch in the second half. In the fourth quarter, he had 7 points and had some big buckets late to kind of propel us to the victory. And defensively, we did a great job on Richie and Derek, and that's what kind of led us to that victory and moved us. And that's the thing, I was moved us to stay in that first place slot with just the one loss, and then had to kind of see how everything ended. But if we would have kind of tripped up against Oski, then we wouldn't be talking about a league championship. So very, very proud of the guys and how they responded after a loss to Riverside.
Upcoming here, you finish out the season with a non-league matchup against the Jackson Heights Cobras on the road. But let's talk about the Northeast Kansas League for a second. You finished 9-1 in the league. A great year indeed for you in the Northeast Kansas League. Of course, your final NEKL matchup there against Oskaloosa, coming away with a 3-point victory, 54-51. But coach, just talking about the season in the Northeast Kansas League, how great it's been for your team, the grind that it's been, and also being able to come away with that title.
It was kind of some silver lining last night against Perry. Perry, give them a shout out. They played tremendous last night against us in a senior night that was pretty electric for them. And we just didn't play the way we needed to play or the way we were capable of playing, and came away with the loss. I was proud of the guys that they never gave up, never quit fighting, and we called back and made it a competitive game late. But it was the silver lining that we lost the game, but then we were able to find out that Pleasant Ridge had got Riverside, and we solidified us as the number one overall team in the NEKL. And we got to celebrate that with the guys last night. It's special because you talk about it, the NEKL, the top half of the NEKL is very, very tough. 5 through 6, 1 through 6 teams are very, very competitive, and they're capable of beating anybody each and every night, as it's kind of showed here late. But to go 9-1 and our only loss being a road loss at Riverside by 1 point, which the game came down to a last second shot, I couldn't be more proud of a group that I've coached. Especially coming in after last year making a run to the Final Four in Class 2A, and losing some dudes off our team, and kind of coming back this year and having to try to find our identity. And we started off slow. We struggled. We were 2-4, and to be at the point where we are to go 9-1 in the NEKL is tremendous. And I'm just super proud of them. And and ready to get our last regular season game with, so we can focus on the postseason and trying to make it a deep run again.
Well, Coach, you just hit the hammer on the nail there, postseason coming up. But before you get there, trying to get one more win left here this season, what are some quick keys in this matchup here with Jackson Heights coming up this Friday?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Jackson Heights kind of starts and ends with Drake. He's one of the best players in the league. It's going to be senior night for them. I'm sure the crowd is going to be electric. You know, it's tough to play at Jackson Heights. Yeah, they play very well at home. And I'm sure that they're gonna do their best to limit what Colin does and what Damian does. So, our other guys gotta step up. Cause, you know, if any coach has any wits about them or smarts about them, they're gonna try to shut down the two guys that are doing the scoring for us. So we talked a lot about that last night that, you know, hey, you know, if they're playing this kind of defense or this or that, that our other guys have to step up and make plays. And we can't be a two-dimensional team. We got to be four or five-dimensional and keep doing those things. So I'm excited because it's going to be a rocking atmosphere. And, you know, looking ahead, we get past the first round of sub-state. We're going to have to play on the road the second round. So that'll be another tough environment. So this is only something that's going to help us down the road.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. And thank you here for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
That was Head Coach Caleb Gatzmeier with the Valley Falls Dragon Boys, again the winner of the Northeast Kansas League title, 9-1. They're 14-8 on this season, looking to pick up win number 15 this Friday as they're on the road taking on the Jackson Heights Cobras for the second time this season. Class 2A sub-state alignments will come out here this Saturday, and next Wednesday we'll talk with Head Coach Gatzmeier about his first postseason matchup.